Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In these difficult times, when we have to adhere to CDC guidelines for social distance, not to mention corporate protocols preventing us from letting anybody inside the building, we are constantly striving to bring you the quality entertainment that you deserve. Which is why now, the Johnny Dare Morning Show has found a better way.
All you have to do is follow simple rules. One, never underestimate your opponent. Expect the unexpected. Two, take it outside.
Catch me outside, how about that?
Broadcasting live. From deep inside the bowels of the multi-million-dollar Odyssey Multiplex, we are taking it outside. The somewhat inside but still socially distanced edition with today's special guest. Appearing live this week at the Comedy Club of Kansas City, comedian and friend of the show, Colin Kane. And now, here's your host, Johnny Dare.
In the garage, sitting across from me is one Mr. Colin Kane. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good to see half your face.
Look at you.
You know, this, before I start, this is one of my favorite shows, and I'm not kissing your butt.
No, thank you, man. It's good to see you, my friend.
It's good to see you, too. And your engineer. I'm sorry. I didn't introduce you.
I'm sorry, Mr. Ken. Ken Wolf.
Ken Wolf. Nice to see you, Ken.
Yes.
He's got panties over his nose like it's a mask. I love it. I think they got skid marks in him, too.
I couldn't help but notice you saw the coffin. I saw immediately online that you were standing next to the coffin I left down here.
Today's April 1st, April Fool's.
Did you think?
And now you guys are like, you know, I've been doing the show for, I don't know, 6-7 years. And
yeah.
You're like, yeah, we're going to be in the basement. I'm like, all right, Johnny's playing a prank. I walk in. There's a coffin on the floor. We're in, like, the basement of the studio.
That's great. But I didn't even think of it.
I'm waiting for something to happen.
You're waiting for anything to jump around?
I was like, this does not sound right.
So you can Google this. This is years ago. I got in a little trouble with the FCC and the city of Olathe and the municipality and city government. It was an April Fool's Day prank, and I still stand by this as one of the greater ones. So I announced that the water source had been, they had found dihydrogen monoxide in it. And if you ingest too much, it'll make you frequently urinate. You sweat if you have enough in you and you work out. And so people started calling City Hall, and this went on. It was part of a news story, and we were, you know, still staying with that entire thing. And everybody lost their goddamn minds. By the way, those of you who don't know, dihydrogen monoxide is simply water.
I was just going to say, that was probably like a fancy word for water.
It's all it is. It's just water.
So
they call the FCC. The station had to give the city of Olathe a bunch of advertise, like trade out some stuff. The twat of a mayor down there, what did that twat say? It's like going to an airport and yelling bomb, and I'm like, you chucklehead ass.
Yeah.
It's like going to an airport and yelling plane, you stupid dick.
Exactly.
Like, you know, it's not my fault that high school, you know, dropout twatted out your brain. Like, come on, stop it.
Yeah, sometimes it's worth the fine, you know?
But still, we don't do April Fool's jokes anymore.
Yeah, I was waiting for something to happen. I'm waiting for something to happen as soon as I come down here.
Yeah, but good times, though. It's
always
good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
You look like
you're
going to rob me. I like it.
Well, I got the mask. I got the hat low, you know?
You do have a bandit look to you.
Do I really?
Yeah.
You
look like a mugshot.
I have,
like,
I've never been arrested, though.
Wanted posters, more like.
All right, never been arrested.
Really?
I should have been multiple times, just some stuff I've done growing up, but never.
I think you've got that.
Have you?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll just keep it going.
But
keep it moving.
But I think you've got that personality where, like, the cop looks at you and he goes, oh, he's a good guy. He's just doing something funny. Like, he's acting out. They see me and they're like, Get in the car.
Exactly.
Get in the goddamn car.
You?
Never been arrested somehow.
All right. No. Your husband ever put you in jail or anything?
No.
You ever played jail?
Not yet, no. I do get threatened with, this is my house. Well, you're lucky because you're in my house. I'm like, shut up.
Oh, yeah. He throws that in your face.
Yeah.
Well, it is his house, though, right?
Technically,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, that's all I need to hear. Yeah. You don't have to say no more.
Yeah, technically.
Take care. Have a good day. I'm out of here.
Paperwork-wise?
No. She's so pleasant. You know?
Nikki's always nice.
I'm not. You know that.
No, but you're doing your thing. And I remember I spoke to you last time.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You look good. Did you get your hair done?
Yes.
I thought COVID might have killed the roots.
No.
It's horrible. Anyway, live.
What about you? What about you and women? How?
You know, just doing my thing, really. Just been... You know, I'm excited to see faces, you know?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's been tough with the masks.
It is tough.
You know?
And so it's hard, man. Like, it's going to get better.
You know? So it's just, I'm happy to be here, happy to make people laugh, and just let loose, to be honest.
I didn't know that you hadn't got a shot yet. I would have tried to get you one while you were here, had I known, you know.
So I got to come back to KC to get the second dose?
I don't know. Yeah, well, you would probably have to.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or just go get a second dose. You just have to make sure you find one in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
It would need to be, you know, you'd have to find if it was Pfizer, I think, Johnson, you know.
Yeah, they got to do something. They should have a pill for, not a pill, but like a shot for morning sickness. You know what I mean? Like women, you know, they always complain. I mean, did you have morning sickness?
I didn't have anything
really?
Like that. No, thank God.
Women aren't the only
no,
one.
You don't have any kids.
Mm.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
no.
I just assumed.
You're
no,
broad,
I just assumed
you
by
kids.
No, your outfit. You don't spend much money, so I thought you spent it on the kids.
Jesus.
You go. You go no, know. I'm just saying.
What are you doing?
6-year-old hoodie with holes in it and cat hair on your face.
Dog.
I love you. But I don't think women aren't the only ones that get morning sickness, you know? You know?
Mm-hmm.
We get it, too, when you spend the night, ladies.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh.
That's how I started off.
Oh.
I love you. How come no kids? Johnny's got zero kids.
Yeah.
No, I just thought.
I got zero kids.
Between me and my husband, I'm like, who's going to take care of this? This, it would come out a demon.
Do you know?
Honest to God.
She has a stepdaughter, and who's a wonderful girl. Married, you know, Dan and Shay?
Why do I know that? Singer?
Huge country deal. Huge country deal.
Oh, wow.
Deal. Grammys, everything. Like,
wow.
Married to Dan of Dan and Shay. Her stepdaughter is.
Yes. So my husband had a child before me.
I want to goof on these little pansy country because it's the worst country in the world.
Mm-hmm.
But they make $1 million. They write 1 million hits. And he and his wife do nothing but adopt out aged dogs and give them the rest of their life. Like, they literally adopt old dogs.
They're off the hook.
They're off the hook. They're off. There's
I'm
going to
try.
Say, like,
before we went on air, I was talking about the dogs.
And yeah.
You got the heart and you got the space.
Yeah.
I know. Next time I see you, I know you're going
to. I will.
I think you're going to.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, just, it's tough, man. You know, you've lost a dog. It's just, it's.
I know.
It's one of those things. It just takes a while. Like, it's, now I can, it's okay. I can look at pictures of him now and I'm, you know, I can see it. I can think about it and it's not terrible.
Sure.
Like before it was just like grown man pussy crying like that.
Yep.
So it, yeah, it'll happen. It'll come around.
You both mentioned that you know that exact moment when you find your dog.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like when if you go to the shelter or wherever you found him, it's like, nope, that's it.
Yeah. Or with like a woman when you find her in a shelter. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? She's in the corner.
You want to? I know you're shaking, but come on.
Yeah.
I know you've been through a lot.
No, I'm just saying. You know, we all got stuff, no matter what age, right?
Exactly.
You got to do the best you can. As I get older, you know, I'm kinder as I get older. You know, John.
Is that right?
I think so.
Is that right?
I think so. I'm sweet. I mean, I come off kind of harsh, but you know, if you go down on me, ladies, and you give me a mouth hug, you know, I'll push the hair behind your ear.
You know?
That's
what
sweet.
A gentleman.
No, you
that
gotta,
is sweet.
You should see what's going to kill you, you know? I don't want just to... I don't want the bangs getting in the way. I don't know what's wrong with me, Johnny. I don't know. I'm here.
I think you're fine. I think you're fine, man.
Doing comedy for so long, though, it does mess with you. You
yeah.
don't know what you're doing.
Do you find yourself doing comedy for people who aren't expecting it?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I was at the deli counter at the supermarket, you know, a half a pound of turkey, slice it thin, you know, and they hold it up. Like, is this thin enough? And, like, little voice in my head was like, you know, why don't you rub it on your... I don't know what I can say.
You say nipples?
Yeah, rub it on your nipples. Yeah. There's like 8 people waiting for their hand slices.
Yeah, you know, that happens with when I don't do the show. I'll find myself in the morning just over-talking to people for no apparent reason. I mean, I'm really starting to do shtick, and I'm just so programmed to talk and over-talk.
How many years have you been talking?
27 now.
Wow.
27.
People talk for a living, but you truly talk for a living.
27. Yeah, there's no counting for taste, man. You just keep showing up until they tell you to fuck about.
You really? That's a long time, man. Respect.
Yeah, man.
And well, you met a lot of people, a lot of personalities.
Dude, that's the joy of it all, right? I mean, dude, watching you come up and watching everything develop for you, like, I still, with all my heart, believe there's a movie part for you that's going to break everything wide open. Because you've got that triple threat, man. You are...
I get in my own way.
You're a talented guy. Yeah. Much like myself. The same thing I do. Mm. And because it's too much fun to poke them in the eye.
Mm.
So when you should do left, you go right. Mm-hmm. And even though you know you could have it, somehow, some way, you end up going bink and poking them right in the
exactly.
eye.
Exactly. I just, just been enjoying myself and trying not to put too much on, having the, some comics have the credibility or they might have the validation of maybe the industry, but you know some truly funny people and aren't necessarily, not to say that I'm in that category, but you know what I mean.
No, you're truly funny or you wouldn't always be on here. Look, I'd invite you out to my house anytime, but the show, everybody's got to show up and do the right thing, right?
Yeah.
And you always do.
How do you talk to people when you don't want to talk to them?
That's I just don't, man. We just don't.
Yeah.
I mean, we really don't have people on here that we don't want to have. Yeah. If somebody's not cool or if they've just been a dick, like, they just forget it. I don't care.
Yeah.
You know, there'd be guys like the lead singer for Buck Cherry. He's not a total asshole, but he's unpleasant. He's always miserable. He's always this miserable artist, like the worst thing in the world to be a rock star and ride on a tour bus and do shows and have be good looking and all this business. I'm like, dude, you bum everyone out. He's no fun to be around, so you just don't have him around.
Speaking of being around, it's tough when you maybe have a woman sleep over and you want her to leave and you don't know what to say.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what, have you ever lingered too long?
Hell no.
No? All right. Well, you kind of.
Have that look?
She knows what's up.
Yeah. I want to start a company. Maybe it's like an app service, kind of like Uber. You could tap a button and like someone will show up and kind of just get it to go. And you ever like seen those cops at the airport when you pull up to the curb, they're like, keep it moving. Let's go. They flash the light in your face 12 times. Those guys the best. Like, now, beat it. Now. They're just ruthless, aren't they? They just, you know what I'm talking about. I'm just waiting for my friend. Now, circle 5 times.
The app, though. That'd be great because you wouldn't even have to say anything. You literally just not.
Yeah.
And is Becky here?
Exactly.
Yeah, oh, I guess it's for you. I think I just go right back to sleep.
I think in Japan or somewhere they have an app where it breaks up for the person for you. Someone will go and break up for the, I think that's what it is.
See, I think the Cameo is the way to go.
Do you do it?
No, but for breakups, get a famous person to break up for you.
That's great.
Dude, tell me you on Cameo, if a guy had to get rid of a girl, like she's just a nightmare. Yeah. Like, hey, Colin, I need you to do this for me. Here's your Cameo money. I need like a 3-minute video of why she's got to go.
You know, that's a good idea.
You would be
that's a good idea.
Amazing at that.
That's a
they
really
give
good.
A little bit of background, just some of the bullet points of why she's such a snatch.
It's that's a good idea, actually. I'm thinking about that. There should be a service or an app that does that.
I'll break up for you. I'll do a full video. It'll just show up on their phone, male, female, whatever the relationship is. Give me the background. I'm going to tell them why they got to go.
Yeah.
And they'll be so excited at first, and then, well, you speak.
Exactly. Usually when I want to break up with a woman, I don't know, can I say the, what's the hair stuff? Can I use the
pubic hair? Yeah,
sorry, Johnny, I wasn't sure.
Thank you. No.
I'm like doing charades over here.
His shirt came up and he's pointing out, so I was like.
You're like, crabs? No. I don't need an app to someone to break up with a woman. I just grow out my pubes and she'll get the hint.
Right.
You know what I mean? You ever see the difference between, just single life, groomed, and then married life?
You're like,
Yeah, it's just, you know what I mean? It's just one of those things where you're just like, all right. This is.
Oh, winter bush on a girl. It's just the, when they know it's over.
Yeah. And some of you, yeah.
Well, we've talked about the ones that just stop shaving their legs. Because I told you I had girlfriends just stopped. And I'm like, oh.
How come they stopped?
Because they didn't want them anymore. Like, they didn't want them to come near them anymore. And that was their signal that they were done with their husband.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, ugh.
Therapy works, but all right.
And they're Italian. Imagine when they're Italian.
Couples therapy.
Have you ever been to couples therapy?
I have. I went once. I think every guy's got to have one they go through. Meaning you love the woman, you try to make it work, right. And then you realize it's you, not her. And then you're like, all right. It's just... You've had one. It sounds like you've had one.
Early on, I went one time in a relationship a long time because she was just insisting. And it was like, we're married. I was just like, yeah, that was awful. And then every guy I know who's ever gone through it walks out of the room going, oh, F that guy, F that, I'm out. Like,
I know.
It's the dumbest stuff you've ever seen. It's ridiculous.
It's, yeah, I know.
And you got to pay for it.
My buddy, I have one guy who went two times. The second time he couldn't go back because he asked the guy, he goes, what, so you effing her now?
Like, really? He says, was all fired up?
Yeah, so he just because he was taking a little heat, he decided that guy, the reason he churned on him at Man on Man was because he was banging his old lady.
Oh,
I was like, that's the most fantastically aggressive, unaware thing I've ever heard anybody do in my life.
I guess the beauty of getting older, you become a little more self-aware. What your problems are, what you need to work on, what you might work on.
Sure.
You know.
What about you?
What do I need to work on?
Nothing.
Yeah. Me? Yeah. Just
perfect.
Try not to control everything, you know? Enjoy what I have. I can be miserable at times. So just enjoy what I have, you know? And I take it out on weird things, you know? Like I'll go into the supermarket and just squeeze the loaves of bread. You know?
Just ruin it.
Yeah, just squeeze it.
And you're a big guy. Do you have people look at you strange? Because you're a bigger weirdo than you appear on the surface, too. That's
okay.
Well, that's kind of a hidden funny with you.
Look at this picture of him.
Right.
This is his publicity photo.
Of course.
So,
yeah.
Super handsome.
Well, thank you.
That all-American look.
I owe that to my parents. You know, I didn't do much. I took care of myself, but my parents, you know, my mom decided to just, you know.
Not smoke during pregnancy.
What about the inside part of you? Who do you owe that to?
I guess my dad's really funny. He passed the funny bone down to me. But just my experiences, I think it's the way that I'm wired. But also, you know, you have your wit and your jokes, I guess, just from everything you've been through. And
what's the movie that runs in your head? I'll constantly be in a situation and there'll be another movie that's saying this other thing over here. This other one's going this way, this direction. And you're always like, this whole situation could go one of three different ways. And I realize not everybody has that, but the movie's been running in my head since I was a baby.
Yes.
Like, it's just, it's always there. What could be said? What should be said? What might happen if I say that?
My parents went to a parent-teacher conference in second grade, and this is a true quote. My teacher said to my mom, when Colin has a good day, the class has a good day. That's a true story, Johnny. That's in second grade. So if that's not telling about what I'm...
That's straight sociopath right there.
You know?
That's fantastic.
I never killed animals. I just had sex with them. So I don't think I'm fully...
Well, that'd be psychopath, I think.
Yeah.
Sociopath is more of that, like, just a light touch. What do they say? They say a sociopath is either going to become an infamous person or run a corporation. Like, dude, just be incredible.
Yes.
They
Good
say
call.
All the really successful people have got a little touch of that.
Well, if you ever look at, like, the traits, I mean, I have some of them for sure.
Sure.
I think everybody has some of them.
Yeah.
But... Also, if you're in the public eye, it kind of exacerbates, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If I don't pronounce that word right. But you know what I mean? It's just, you're always, I don't know.
Dude, you will put yourself in situations because that, like when you did the AVN, you wrote and you hosted that.
Yes.
Was it 18? 17?
Something like that, yeah.
And the AVNs, you know, the Adult Video Awards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And dude, there's no chance that you could get the whole audience laughing at the same time because you're too target specific.
It was tough for me because I'm like...
When you get to the deep throat category, how does that work for you?
Oh, my God. First of all, if any ladies, you know, if you can't deep throat, I want a doctor's note. That's the rule right there. I've seen Nat Geo, National Geographic. I've seen like a python swallow a whole deer. So there's no excuse.
Right? What did I see? We had this guy in the other day.
Yeah.
Billy's ballbags.com. He's from England.
Is that the guy that sold the
yeah, it's balls. And
on trail hitch?
No. Oh. These are super hyper realistic, way better. Some have hair. He is sells these uncircumcised penis refrigerator magnets.
Really?
Yeah. The guy makes incredible stuff.
I was thinking that's funny you mentioned that because like what do they do with like, you know, uncircumcised dildos? Like, do they make them? Or is it like basically like a factory defect and they throw them in a box? Like
they
this one.
Do they have to think about everything? Do they have to, right? They have to make a dildo with that.
I mean, I don't know. They're like duds.
Well, what
are you pulling up?
Billy's. So he makes masks. They're silicone, so they're super soft, and it's a scrotum.
Oh, my God. That's horrific.
Yes.
You know what you'd like? You just made me think of. They have this like creeper mask. I don't know if you heard of it, Johnny. It's a mask. It kind of looks like kind of me right now with like a guy with a hat. Kind of like he's robbing your house.
Mm-hmm.
You suction it to your window. So
I've got one.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Yeah,
and
I forgot. Don't talk. You have every Halloween.
Yes,
I'm sorry.
Yes, yeah. No, the second.
There's a coffin. There's a coffin sitting two feet from me.
Yes, because he's got a hoodie on.
Yes.
And it's a real hoodie. And then
creep or something.
Yeah, it's the you, outside, it's got the one that knocks, but the one I had was the first one, and it's got fishing line and a little suction cup, and you put it outside someone's window.
It's the best.
Over their like sink, kitchen
yes,
sink.
Yes.
I had a friend. I loaned it to a buddy, and his girlfriend threw her hairbrush and broke the window in the bathroom.
I forgot that you totally would know that. That's such a good idea.
Oh, I love those. I love those. There's one they make that has motion detector in it, and then it's got a little finger that moves and goes tap, 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 tap on the window. It's fantastic.
I gotta check that one out.
Dude, I've become so juvenile, I bought a dragon's head that shoots smoke and has an RGB in it.
Dude, you have
It's this big. I'm going to die penniless, but I bought a rubber dragon head.
Are you still doing the... well, you couldn't do this year for Halloween, could you?
No. We took 1 year off, so we'll be back.
Oh, wow.
Dude, it's gotten ridiculous now.
Wow. Your haunt show's next month, right?
Yes.
What show?
Oh, it's the... So those big professional haunted houses,
yep.
You know, they get $50 for you to go yep. in. There's a convention where they sell you that stuff. And it's open to only those guys. So I got my buddy's license, and we go every year to this one in St.
And
Louis.
And you get all this.
Oh, it's giant. When it takes you 3 days to see it all. It's filled with the weirdest people. It's wide open bar. You could buy a $60,000 giant pumpkin or a $6 one. You know, it's everything in between. So that's why my childish do-over of adulthood.
Oh, that's awesome. There's a famous one. You probably heard of it in New York. I think it's like the Headless Horseman. It's like right outside New York City. And the town's police are full-time just running the haunted house the month of October because it's so packed.
Huge money.
Oh, they make millions.
Oh, it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's and there's one called Blackout. If you really want to test yourself,
yeah.
There's one they're doing in L.A. now, too, in New York, and it's psychodrama. So it's not your average haunted house. There's actors in it. You have to go by yourself.
Huh.
Nobody with you. And, like, at some point they take your shoes. Like, they can touch you. They can bully, get a hold of you. Like
you sign a waiver that they can, like...
Yeah, and they take you through this whole psychodrama thing. Like, it's called Blackout. I'll Google it for you, man. You'll be like...
They have all those panic rooms and a lot of those spin-offs. I think any room's a panic room if you take your penis out. Personally. You know?
Truth.
My friends are like, let's go. You pay $20. You go in a room. You got to solve the puzzle. I'll take out my sack at Target. Watch everyone flee.
Hey, maybe we should let people know you're at the comedy club. I just realized I assume people were going to know, but you're at the comedy club here in Kansas City. You're doing a show tonight, tomorrow night, and then Saturday night. So he's got two shows tomorrow night, two shows on Saturday night, and it's comedyclubkc.com, thecomedyclubkc.com, and you can go see Colin Kane there. So what time are you doing tonight, 7 o'clock?
I think 7 tonight. Yeah, I'm talking to Dustin, the owner. By the way, one of my favorite club owners, by the way, is Dustin.
He's good.
He takes care of everybody. He looks like a terrorist right now.
Smells like weed. Always smells like weed.
He does smell like weed. He does. Yeah. That's funny you said that, actually. I got in the car, and it did stink like some...
He looks like Jerry Garcia's illegitimate kid. Which I love Jerry Garcia, so he was nice. Everybody said what a wonderful guy he was.
He's always good, you know, and I always love coming here. So yeah, I'm rocking shows. It's going to be dirty. If everyone needs a night out of laugh,
listen, everybody needs one. I'll tell you hey, stay with us. So I don't want to go anywhere just yet. But let me get some sports in. Will you hang, Colin?
I sure will.
Can you got time?
I sure for you. I do.
Beautiful, man.
Yeah.
Hey, let me get the Lysic tea. He's brought to you by Worth Harley Davidson. Riding season is here. Worth needs pre-owned motorcycles. Get retail value for your trade. Sell your bike to Worth. Shop the huge selection of new and used Harleys. Worth Harley Davidson, I-29 south of the airport.
Oh, yeah. The Johnny Dare Morning Show presents Sports in Your Shorts with Leif Lysic.
Super honky.
Get funky now.
Super honky.
With the sports.
Super honky.
Get funky now.
Super honky.
Ooh, Lord.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Take your girl out to see Colin Kane tomorrow night.
That's a wonderful idea.
He's
an awful handsome man. I don't know.
I know that voice. Is that the beard guy upstairs?
No, that's Bob.
Oh,
Bob's voice has no inflection.
Sounds like Bob a little.
No, Bob sounds like he sounds to
Eeyore.
Me like Eeyore. Yeah.
Yeah.
John, you've done it again.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Good call. All right.
Yeah. Bob. Somebody said yesterday, Bob, you're as accurate as you are monotone. So he is, Lysic is like a ball of fire. But here's the thing, you were talking about dildos. So we would send over sex toys to Mr. Lysic, who's a wonderful man. and his beautiful wife, Miss Laura. And he only uses them on vacation.
Why is that?
Well, it's a special time. It's like, you know, you don't break out the champagne every night. That's New Year's Eve, birthday. It's a special occasion.
I've never heard anyone kind of look at sex toys as a special occasion. But, you know, it just tells us where your sex life's at.
That's probably true. I've named them as well Frank and Elvis, because Elvis never had an opening act and Frank did it his way. So,
or you're just a closeted homo.
No.
Naming toys after men.
He's the nicest guy on earth.
No, he is nice. He is nice. Oh. Until he gives you a ride home and you wake up in a dog crate. Sorry. It's been a long time, John. I need to get on stage.
With a milk bone, yeah.
What's going on with you? What's up in sports? What are we?
It's time for baseball. Royals open the season this afternoon against the Rangers at Kauffman Stadium.
That's right. It's opening day.
A late change as shortstop Adalberto Mondesi starts the season on the injured list with an oblique strain. The Royals have called up Nicky Lopez, not Bobby Witt Jr., to take his place. The Royals still feel like Witt has some work to do in the minors before he's ready for the call-up, despite his impressive spring. Final four is set. Houston and Baylor will get the early game on Saturday just after 4 o'clock. Gonzaga playing the late game against UCLA. The women's final four will have three number one seeds, South Carolina and Stanford, tomorrow night, followed by Arizona and UConn. KU has had players leave through the transfer, but they picked one up yesterday. Three-time Division II All-American Cam Martin from Missouri Southern will play at KU next year. Investigators say they know the cause of Tiger Woods' car crash last month, but they won't be releasing the results. California law restricts access to the crash report to only the parties involved. The L.A. County Sheriff says he still considers Tiger's crash an accident. Woods is recovering from broken bones in his leg after that crash. And 11-year-old Kehlani Contreras made history over the weekend, becoming the first girl to score a touchdown for the Arlington Seminoles down in Florida. And new Jaguars NFL coach Urban Meyer took notice. He has invited the young girl to training camp. She told a local news station, "You should always go for your dream. Sometimes boys might be like, oh, she can't do this because she's a girl. Well, look at me. I'm a football player."
And who's
you guys have
for?
A great weekend and great shows this weekend. Perhaps I'll see you on Saturday.
Listen,
the sports are my shorts. I'm Lee Fleissig for the Johnny Dare Morning Show.
I think your boy's old enough to see Colin Kane now.
I had to hold that in.
So you're saying no, you're not going to take just you and Drew? Fleissig?
Yeah, oh, I lost you there for just a second.
Yeah. Took
no, we'll be on our way. Yeah.
Maybe it's not for you and your wife. Maybe
what's going on?
You and Drew. I say you take the boy. How old is he now?
Oh, well, he's 16. Is that appropriate?
Yeah, I mean, he's got to learn about Frank and George and Elvis sometime. You know?
He doesn't know about Elvis yet.
He's discovering girls right now. And you have some very specific advice for men when they get into relationships, when they're young boys, when they're starting to discover the fairer sex.
I do. And I got to say, what do you do when you and your wife want to have a little, you know, close time? What do you do when the kids are there?
Well, he's got to go to work some days, or he's got to go to school some days. So you got to plan around that kind of stuff.
All right, I thought maybe, you know, what happens if he's in the next room, you know, in his race car bunk bed, just wide awake? What do you do then? Do you duct tape his ears? What do you do?
What's that humming sound, Dad? I don't know.
The humming sound? Oh my God! You and your toys, you weirdo! It's probably your AC unit. Get it fixed. It's been 12 years.
Poor Mr. Lysik. All right, you. Thank you, Mr. Lysik.
I love it. That's how I say goodbye to all my dates.
I got T upstairs running the board, so I know he's slapping him up and down. So I'm sure Leaf said goodbye. But T, are you riding the button there, are you?
No, I'm just sitting here minding my own business.
Oh, my God. I know that voice.
Oh, it's not gotten any easier with him.
Is he somewhere down here? He's upstairs.
He's upstairs in the studio.
Oh, my God. As soon as I thought that was my inner voice. That was God.
I know that voice.
Oh, my God. I forgot about him. Oh, my God.
He swings. His penis is always out. He's a chronic masturbator. His porn level is off the charts right now. He's been a lot. We've been spending way too much time together in the studio.
Oh, I remember his voice. That was just so great how he's not here right now, but I heard his voice.
Did fear come right back?
Fear?
Like checking your surroundings?
Because he was...
Yeah.
I just forgot that he's here, but I heard that voice. It definitely made the hair stand up a little.
Now, would you, T, would you let Colin bang your wife?
I mean, it depends. It depends on what he's bringing to the table.
I don't know. I'm not you. I think that should trump it. Jesus.
I think T meant he always wants the other person to bring a girl so that T can have sex with a different woman.
Is that right, T?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's some of the basic rules.
And what
of
do
swinging.
I tell? Okay, I know what the rules are swinging. Don't try to give me school me, you little nerd. I'll come up there and I'll choke you. Listen. What do I tell this woman when she meets you? Because you're not the average Joe. What do I tell her?
Yeah. I think the surprise is probably the best.
What, when she walks in and you're there just stuttering? What do I say?
I mean, you know, just it's we're going to have a good time. It's the party. Everybody's naked. Yay.
Yeah,
I don't know.
You got a dagger in your hand?
Yeah. No.
Still wearing your socks when you sleep with girls?
Yes, I always keep my socks on. I only take socks off when it comes to taking a shower. That's it.
So tube socks at a swingers event.
That's what I wear. Yes.
You don't put on like shorter, like little smaller socks?
Ankle socks? No.
He's got a whole weird thing, and this is not a joke. Like he really.
Every time I come here, there's always something I learn about him.
Oh,
it's too much.
It's all because.
Isn't
his
wife attractive? You said
very
yeah,
attractive,
beautiful.
Incredibly attractive. In perfect shape. He makes her work out twice a day. And what were those workouts she was doing?
She was doing the Body Beast.
And twice a day. And she's so insane, they gave her her monthly check the first time she asked for it. Like, she went to the government, they were like, woo-hoo, rapid cycling bipolar.
Yep.
And so she never leaves the house. She's just sexual veal.
Huh.
She's just in a little
sexual
crate.
Veal?
Yeah, she's in a little crate.
I've never heard that in my 42 years on this planet. I've never heard those two words in succession.
Just keep her in the box. You take her out when you want to eat her. Put her
wife
back
wife
in
is bipolar?
Mm, oh,
Are you bipolar?
No. Nope.
Okay. All right.
I'm good. I'm sane.
No, it's all right. We all got stuff. I'm not singling you out. Nothing. We all got stuff. As long as you're being healthy, you know? I'm not judging. Yeah.
No, I'm good with everybody. Everybody's good with me. We all get along just well.
How come you were in my car, like sitting in the back seat then? Last time I was here, I get in the car and you're back there.
All right. Hey, listen, let me take a break. We'll do the commercials, run me one song, T, and then we'll come back.
This is the Johnny Dare Morning Show.
The Johnny Dare Morning Show.
On 98.9.
Easter Sunday, the day when Christians the world over celebrate the resurrection of Jesus, who 3 days after his burial, following his crucifixion at Calvary, rose from the dead, which you gotta admit is pretty impressive. But now, tomorrow morning, April 2nd, the Good Friday before Easter, the world shall rejoice as they celebrate a new resurrection. From Blue Springs to Bonner Springs, from Gladstone to Grandview, from Lee's Summit to Lathrop, all will celebrate as it rises from the flames like a majestic phoenix. A taste frothy phoenix. And on that Good Friday morning, the men and women of Kansas City shall band together for one epic event, one that has reached such mythological proportions that the gods on high weep bitter tears of envy for the proud gladiators that shall go out on that Good Friday morn to celebrate the rebirth of
the Easter King.
Toss me a cold one. Nothing better than a 7 a.m. beer in an unbrushed mouth.
Don't you cry and don't you beg. It's time to find the Easter keg. Drinkity, drunkity, time to find that beer. Searching high and searching low. Where the keg is, we don't know. But when you find it, party time is here.
That's right, Kansas City. Tomorrow morning, we celebrate the return of a great Kansas City tradition. The annual Johnny Dare Morning Show Easter Keg Hunt. When teams from all over the Kansas City metro area band together in search of the ever-elusive Easter Keg. Listen to the Johnny Dare Morning Show for your chance to register your team. And then tomorrow morning at 6 a.m., take off your drinking cap, put on your thinking cap, listen for the clues, and then it's up to you to find that keg. The first team to find the keg and bring it back to the station wins a $500 gift card from Harry's Wine, Beer, and Liquor. Listen to the Johnny Dare Morning Show for your chance to register your team. And then tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. it begins the triumphant return of the Johnny Dare Morning Show Easter Keg Hunt. From Harry's Wine, Beer, and Liquor, the Johnny Dare Morning Show and 98.9 The Rock.
Don't you cry and don't you beg, it's time to find the Easter keg. Drinkity, drunkity, time to find that beer. Searching high and searching low, where the keg is we don't know, but when you find it, party time is here.
So Easter keg 2021. You've got to get your teams registered. 49891. You can text it in or 5767989. Also, we'll go through the list right now. And I know you're not up on this, are you? So Easter keg has become a tradition. We hide a keg somewhere in the city.
I was trying to figure out what it was.
Yeah, start at 6 a.m. We start giving clues. They get progressively easier somewhere in the city, and they've been hidden all over the city. There's a keg. You claim the keg, you call the number on the keg, you win everything. It's all in that. There'll be 300 or 400 different teams out doing this. New cars. Like, it gets insane.
I'm liking this.
It's really fun, man. So Easter keg is back. We couldn't do it last year. I am loud as can be in this. Cool. Sorry, guys. Thank you, Ken.
Thanks, Ken. I mean, he's been doing it for 30 years, and he expects the level. He's just sitting there.
He's perfect.
Yeah, he's drinking Merlot, just hitting buttons. Why don't you do your job?
You think that's iced tea in that cup?
I love it. Speaking of Easter egg, when you got to find the Easter keg.
Keg, yeah.
Yes, he's not Easter egg. They should, you know what I mean, if any ladies, you know, to find a G-spot, you know what I mean, you should try to find that. As far as maybe getting a private investigator.
Yeah.
To locate it. That was probably the worst joke I've said in probably a good 15 years. So if you hear a gunshot in the background, I'm going to go shoot my temple.
Listen,
I'm tired right now.
7 months, you said?
7 months.
I don't know why your head's not exploding.
You know, it feels good to come here and riff with you because it's got a little warm-up set.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, just have fun.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, your girlfriend, because you live with your girl.
I do live with her.
Now, does she get tired of it? Or is because I can tell my girlfriend is very nice. I don't live with her, but I can tell when I've done enough act. I'll be goofing, just having fun, thinking
yes.
It's funny.
Yes.
And she's like, uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
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 Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Never sour, but I can tell when the laughter stops.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's,
especially, you know, come the 29th of the month, the 30th of the month.
We refer to that as the blessing.
The blessing.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a good 7 days where I think about just just packing everything in the car and going. But she's I cross the line sometimes, but you know what I mean? I guess it's the balancing act.
Listen, you gotta have a good attitude towards the blessing. Like, the reason it became the blessing is I had a friend who had triplets.
Wow.
And he almost,
that's a curse.
Oh, it's the worst thing ever. But then every ass in the world wants to go, oh my God, isn't it a blessing? Oh my God, 3 babies, it's a blessing. And my friend's like, yeah, I want to kill you.
Huh.
He goes, I haven't even decided which one I want to keep yet. So that became, every time my girlfriend would get her period, it became known as the blessing. It's the blessing. I'm like, yeah.
That's so true. They do say that.
Oh, the second she tells me the blessing's around, she knows.
That's tough.
You want a new purse? You want some shoes? Why? Because you took all your birth control. That's right. We reward positive behavior.
I love it. My birth control's making me crazy and gain weight. No, you're bipolar and eat 5 slices when you're hammered. All right?
You know what else makes you gain weight? Making babies.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Eating for two. You know, we have a great attitude towards the menstruation at my house. I'm like, hey, you took all your birth control. Who wants, you need a car? What do you need?
Yeah, it's one of those things where I feel bad because some women get really bad. I mean, it's tough. I don't know about.
No, she don't get crazy.
Because I turned mine off, remember?
She was so mad at her uterus, she just pulled it out.
Would you?
She just said
it
tore
it out. Actually had surgery, yeah. So yeah. I don't have anything, and I haven't for
Did
years.
They remove both testicles?
Left one.
Okay.
Hey, you want to do some news? Have you been following? Do you watch news or no? Can you do it?
I mean, a little online I read, but what do we got going on?
All right. Let's do some news.
T, what do we got?
All right, I'm Nikki Pace with news and information for Thursday, April 1st. Celebrating birthdays today, Hollywood legend Debbie Reynolds would have been 89. Actress Bijou Phillips is 41. And Motown great Marvin Gaye would have been 82.
It's hard to believe that it's been 37 years since Marvin Gaye was murdered by his father.
But time keeps moving along.
But even though he's no longer here, that doesn't mean you can't instantly get a woman pregnant just by playing one of his songs.
Happy birthday to the late, great Marvin Gaye.
I mean,
I've been really trying, baby. Trying to hold back this feeling for so long.
I'm going to get everyone in this building pregnant.
Hell, I may be knocked up.
Let's get it on.
In news this morning, a 6-month-old migrant is recovering after a smuggler threw her out of a raft that was crossing the Rio Grande River. Texas Department of Public Safety says that it's a tactic the bad guys use to avoid being caught. Mong clung to a tree branch, and the pair were rescued while the smuggler got away. They were part of the group of more than 200 people. State troopers are assisting the Border Patrol in Texas, who are encountering a surge of illegal immigration. In a not totally unexpected move, one of President Biden's German shepherds is said to have taken a dump in the White House hallway.
Well, yeah.
His dog's on a roll. They don't say which one, but according to the New York Post, a pool reporter was preparing to leave when they saw the dog poo outside the diplomatic room shortly after spotting Champ and Major.
Come on.
Poor thing. It's unclear which one did
Big
it.
Big deal.
Comes days after, listen, though, Major was said to have bitten someone again.
The dumps that have been taken in the White House over the last...
Good point. That one's actually probably welcomed.
Yeah, as long as he doesn't crap in the room they kill the hookers in.
Delta Airlines will stop blocking middle seats in May, meaning no more U.S. airlines will limit capacity on flights to reduce the risk of spreading COVID. I hate having to say these words.
Listen, I'll be glad when COVID's over, but tell me you don't love a good automatic split seat. You're like, this is the greatest flight of my life. It's like going right to business class. Like, you're golden.
They should make an airline just for obese people who don't have money. Just call it Delta.
On the heels of that, starting today, Johnny, domestic travelers will no longer be required to quarantine when coming to New York State. New York City's mayor blasted the move, calling it reckless. The city's top doctors point out 5 to 10% of all new New York City coronavirus cases are linked to travel. A mandatory quarantine remains in effect for international travelers.
But nobody was doing it. It didn't matter. People go to New York all the time, and they were just going to their hotel and then going outside. Nobody was doing it.
All travelers still have to fill out a health form and are expected to self-isolate if any symptoms develop within 14 days. Six Flags will welcome people back starting today. Theme park will only be open, though, for members and pass holders today and tomorrow, and then they'll allow the general public inside beginning Saturday. Capacity will remain 15% and can grow to 25% once LA County ushers in the orange tier with restrictions on Monday. On the heels of that, a roller coaster rider in Tennessee is recovering after being thrown off the ride. They were ejected while riding the Gatlinburg Mountain Coaster. The person was bumped from the ride as it was making a turn. They landed on the tracks and sustained head, wrist, and ankle injuries. The attraction, though, reopened just days later following the inspection performed by a third party.
When you can't trust an amusement park in Tennessee, I just don't even know what the world's coming to, Colin.
This,
like,
I don't understand. I mean, some of those people die all the time on those things. I don't know. It's just...
It's an amusement park in Tennessee. It's what happens in Kentucky. You know, right. You get to Kentucky and you're like, I can't believe the Ferris wheel fell.
Like when carnivals come to town.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, you didn't think that guy had it together the carny?
Yeah, he wasn't an MIT graduate to do with one tooth.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Students in Kansas City, Kansas are back in classrooms today for the first time in more than a year. In-person classes resumed Wednesday in one of the last districts in the state still learning mostly virtual because of the pandemic.
God, I do. Everybody's talking about how, and I don't know if you have nephews. I have a friend who's like, you know, my kids just stolen from him the best school year. And I was just like, in my head, I'm thinking, how white trash am I? That was like my dream. They shut the school down. How many bomb threats you got to call in before they shut the whole thing down for
a year? I got
like,
to, I know. I know.
It's Nick. How is it ruining their life?
Jenna didn't get to go to prom.
Who's that? You didn't get to go to prom?
No, they're saying the kids, they didn't get to go to prom. They didn't get to graduate. They didn't get to play sports. Okay, great.
Throw the dump, maybe in the dumpster on your birthday then. like what else?
You get knocked up at another event. It's fine.
There's no other. Did you love high school that much?
I mean, I did. I didn't despise it, but I mean, I also got in trouble. I was a trouble kid.
Hated it. I know, surprise. But
I got in trouble, yeah. I got kicked out of a prom.
For what?
For being too drunk. This girl invited me. Prom day from hell.
Come on.
For being too drunk.
True story.
What did you do?
I showed up blacked out.
Oh.
I went to boarding school. I came home.
Bad a kid were you got sent
to
boarding school?
That's military school. Boarding school is kind of like more privilege, rich kind of privilege. I came back, thought I could hang and drink with my friends and I learned shortly that I couldn't.
Oof.
Was it your prom or her prom? Was it the same school?
It was her prom.
Okay.
Yeah, girls ask me to proms. I don't ask girls to prom.
I understand.
Know your role. I love you. What's next on the news besides
everyone's favorite. What? Aaron Lewis and Music News has confirmed that Stained is working on its first studio album since 2011. Aaron said that he'd certainly love to have it recorded and done by the end of this year to be released next year. He says we're going to have a record come out sometime in 2020 or certainly 2021, and then there was the schedule for the timetable, and then everything else got in the way.
He, you were talking earlier about being lucky enough mm-hmm. to meet famous people.
Yes.
And over the span of this radio show, this career, you'll meet guys. Aaron Lewis, another. What a talent, and what a miserable human being. He's so miserable, he doesn't even try to hide it anymore.
He yells at his own fans.
So he was out doing an acoustic tour. And oh, I know we've got the audio, T, of when Aaron Lewis, they won't be quiet enough while he's playing.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Shut the f*** up. Listen, I'm f***ing good. I don't have to do this.
Listen, if you don't shut the fuck up, you can't even hear the guitar. So shut up. I've got three more fucking minutes. Three. Can you please, for once, through the whole fucking evening, you guys have talked all fucking night. Shut the fuck up or I'm done.
That's what we're waiting to see on tour again.
Oh, I can live without that.
Never mind. I'm not running back to concerts.
A little self-realization that if you were good, they probably wouldn't be talking.
I understand his pain, though. I can feel
sure.
that. I can feel that.
But you know, there's a difference between comedy riffing and that.
It sounds like the room wasn't properly run. Like, if people were talking, he should never have to be the one shut up.
Yeah.
Sometimes the security should be like, listen, if they're loud. But I don't know the situation. But
he's Aaron Lewis. He's a multi-platinum artist. He should be good enough. The problem is, like, you know the deal. Like, you if you poke that rock and roll bear, they will come back at you. Like, you know, you're a great comedian. You will cure a heckler of ever wanting to do it again mm-hmm. because you'll focus on him and make it happen. Mm-hmm. If you broad stroke the crowd, they're all going to turn on you. Mm-hmm. If you give everybody one little villain to pick on, then you're running the show. And this dude, he just spackles them all. And that's not the only show. What was the other one, T?
It's so f***ing ironic that this f***ing song is a thank you. And I can't get you to shut the f*** up to hear it. Thank you to the people in my life for putting up with me.
Yeah, he's miserable.
Did he walk off stage?
Oh, yeah. Oh, he does it all the time. That's his thing.
Johnny, I kind of like the guy.
Oh.
Johnny.
Johnny. It's okay.
I think I found my soulmate, Johnny. I have a disdain towards people. But I know I see where your point.
Yeah. Well, it's one of those things where I'm like, oh.
You know what? If I get heckled, and sometimes I lose on a heckler one night, you got to remember, I'm getting heckled every night for years. So for me, it's like enough's enough. He might have been off a little, but also talented people are going to swing both ways. You're going to have that kind of...
I can tell you that Stain all takes three separate tour buses if they go out.
Wow.
Yeah, nobody's hanging with anybody after the show. Like, they all stay away from each other.
You need your alone time. Yeah,
yeah. It does. It happens that way.
I get that.
Yeah. And finally, a private boys' school in Australia ain't down with all the business in the front, no party in the back. The Trinity College in Perth recently made it clear that it's not a fan of the mullet. They're saying that the college sent out a newsletter to students telling them that the mullet is banned hairstyle and not acceptable because it is untidy. Included also on the ban are rat tails, which I don't see enough of, top knots, mohawks, extra long fringe, and any other non-conventional style
cuts.
What
school is that?
It's a private boys' school in Australia in Perth.
You said you went to a boarding school?
Boarding school.
And it wasn't because you were bad?
I mean, there was some element, sure, yeah, but we were strict, jacket, tie every day.
God.
But it was cool, though, because I had friends from all over the country.
Yeah, no, I could see where it could be good.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just think horrible. I feel like that's where you get your ass kicked all the time. Not you, but me.
All boys school, so we're ruthless with each other.
I bet.
Because that's where kind of got my training. You got to be quick. I mean, you know, high school boys.
Listen,
ruthless.
I was 130 pounds and 5'4".
Yeah.
I grew 6-7 inches after I left high school.
Yeah.
And so I had its terrible mouth and arms as big around as a bird's ankles. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it was ass kicking time. So yeah, no, you had to learn to deliver the line and get the F out of the way.
Yeah, so in a way it was kind of training, but yeah, it was not as strict as with the haircuts like that, but they had some guidelines and stuff you had to follow.
Yeah. Did you just go ridiculous crazy when you got out?
You know, when I let loose on the weekends, you think you can hang because you're not, you know, partying like your other friends. But it was cool. We partied. I got in trouble. I got caught drinking twice there. I almost got kicked out. It's expensive. I think it was like 30, 40 grand a year. It's like college. It's like college tuition.
My dad used to yell at me if I got hurt and he had to pay the deductible on medical insurance.
That's I love it.
That's absolutely true. We were telling a story yesterday. The only reason I didn't get destroyed by my dad when I got arrested when I was 16 the first time for disorderly conduct is I was lipping off. And the cop, I don't think he was really trying to pound me, but I was little. And when he handcuffed me and he tossed me over the car, my head just went like on the. So it gave me a bruise under my eye. So by the time my dad gets there to pick me up in Olathe, he's like, all he sees is that. Now that's, thank God for a little similar, you know, a little almost police brutality. Because then he lost his ass on the cop.
Really?
And that kept me from being just like my dad pulling over and running me over with the car. Like, it'd just be over.
Wow.
Because he had to come get me in jail. Wow. That was the first time. There's a couple other things, but, you know.
Yeah, I asked earlier if you've been arrested, so I like how you just threw that one in there.
That one time in
16.
Nothing terrible. You know? Nothing too terrible. Mm-hmm. Oh, I've been arrested on the way to work before. I got arrested on the way to Z-Rock. Back when I worked at Z-Rock, I had some outstanding tickets. I got stopped for speeding. And the guy just, I was like, I have to go to work on the radio. And
did he recognize you?
No. It was early in my career. They were like, okay. He just took me to jail. But then there was a phone, so I called into the show from prison, you know, from jail. So that worked out at least. So that was,
the call-in?
And then they realized me and they disconnected the phone.
Oh, wow.
So Greg, are you kidding me? Greg, wherever he's upstairs, he got arrested in front of his own kid outside the kid's school
for
having a bunch of parking tickets.
That was the worst.
That's kind of tough in front of your kids. Like
and in front of his ex-wife.
Oh, wow. Is it staged?
Oh, no. You would think, right?
Was divorced, like she did, trying to like...
They're divorced, but then his little boy's out there, and the cop pulls in and runs his plate, gets him out, and he's got like 60 parking tickets, and just arrest him on the spot. And, of course, then his ex-wife is watching him get arrested. So it's just, it's humiliation on every level you could possibly have.
The wife put him up to it.
I think she did rat him out.
Something like that.
Check his trunk for child porn. Wink, wink.
Yeah, I know. There's always something. Right. There's always something.
Are you there, Gregory?
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm just saying she would have stuffed it in there, not that you had it.
Oh, yeah.
You what? What was it like getting arrested in front of the kid?
Well, thankfully, he didn't see me. Oh. But it was still pretty embarrassing being cuffed and sat on the curb in front of the summer camp. Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't in front of his immersion school?
Yeah.
Yeah, was it?
Well, no. It was a summer camp.
See, I don't know what you people do with your kids.
Oh, well, the good thing is that he turned out the exact opposite. He's a great kid.
No, thank God for
him. Yeah, he's successful.
Oh, yeah, no, he's much more like his mom. No.
He's got a great voice, Johnny. Does he do a lot of the promos?
Well, Greg does them all.
You got a great voice.
Every
Greg.
Song you hear, every promo you hear, that's all Gregory.
It's great. It's like top notch, real professional.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh my God, he's the laziest. He's just like Jabba the Hutt.
Don't hate me because I'm sexy.
You listen. I think you do incredibly good work.
Thank you.
When you do it.
There it is.
Oh,
don't get cute. Greg's been my friend since I was 16 years old.
Wow.
We worked at a record store together.
He's seen you. You guys know each other a long time.
One time, here, let me tell you a story about Gregory, because you'll understand this. Because you know what? You know Larry, the cable guy.
Yes.
Been a friend since before he ever made it, when he was doing, you know, 150 people.
Mm-hmm.
And so Greg had written the original Larry the Cable Guy theme song.
Wow.
Do we have the original, T? It'll take him a second.
Well, if you're looking for a fella, one that'll get her done, like NASCAR beer and fishing and going out shooting guns. Ain't no latte drinking tree hugger.
Releases his album, Lord, I Apologize. He gets Mark Tremonti from Creed and Alter Bridge to record the guitar, and Larry sings it.
What the hell is this, Roger?
We'll be right back.
If you're looking for a feller, one that'll get her done. Last NASCAR beer and fishing and going out shooting guns. Ain't no rock and roll.
So we get the song, and the album comes out, and I realize it goes multi-platinum. We even get plaques to us. And I go, Greg, I go, how many times did I ask you, did you ever get paid for that?
You probably asked me at least 20, 30 times.
You got zero,
times.
Nothing from it?
Oh, no, I did. It was credited on the album.
Wow.
As the writer. It was absolutely above board. Larry did everything perfectly. I go, Greg, you have to contact the record label. It's a mechanical royalty. It's coming to you. It's already pulled out because of the way all the blues artists got robbed. It's law. Like, it's just the way it's divided now, legally. And 20 times, I finally get a lawyer out of Nashville, a friend of ours, and he just sends a letter. Greg gets a check for 50, 60 grand.
Wow.
Now, Greg, immediately, what did I tell you to do with that money? Because his marriage was going bad.
Hide it.
That's right. Steady walks right into the house to show how incredibly awesome he is. Handing the check up.
Mm.
Check's gone. Someone doesn't pay their taxes on it.
Yeah.
What happened then?
I'm still paying on it.
Wow.
It was more money than the original amount by the time the IRS, because they just wait. They just go 1 year, 2 year,
it
3 year,
up.
4 year. They don't want to do it fast. They want the interest and penalties. It ended up being... what do you got to pay them every month out of your paycheck?
No, I pay about $1,400 a month out.
Yeah, yeah, that's on top of child support.
What do you still owe?
Probably about 20.
Okay.
And he started out owing 68 or so.
Wow. What lesson did you learn?
Pay my taxes on things.
Greg, you filed your taxes yet this year?
Hell no, it's not time yet. What the hell you're
Get her
talking
done.
About?
Dude, so that's why if you see me bust his balls, it's because I've known him since I was 16 years old.
That's true.
It's been the worst thing I ever did to him was get him that money. The meanest, most terrible thing I ever did to you was insist that you get that money from that record.
Probably so, yeah.
Without a doubt. I feel guilt for it to this day.
I love you and hate you for it.
Listen.
And every month he's reminded of it.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, dude, it's bad news, man. I was harder on you than marriage.
Are you still with her?
No.
All right.
Now, Greg has a problem leaving the browser open.
Is that true, Greg?
It was one time, yes.
Close the browser. Clear the history.
Yeah.
Close the browser.
We learned a lot of things back in those days.
We really did, man.
Internet was still newer.
Yeah. So, I love him. Most talented person on this show by far. More talent in his end of his penis than we've got collectively with the rest of us. When he does something, it's amazing. It's just a matter of getting him to do it, like pay taxes.
I'll get around to it eventually.
Yeah, I know you will. All right. Well, thank you, Greg. You're the absolute best. All right, you stay right there. Colin is playing this weekend, Friday night, Saturday night, and tonight as well. 7 o'clock tonight, 9:30 Friday, Saturday, the comedyclubkc.com. It is a return to something normal. Now, this is your first show. Now, you don't strike me as the kind of guy who gets nervous. Like, when you walk out there, like, are you a little?
I mean, it's part of performing, but it's honestly, I've been doing this so long. I just go do my thing.
Right.
I know that I'm funny. I don't try to
sound. Yeah, of course.
I know that I'm funny.
Now, listen, like, it's like being a guitar.
I'm funny, Johnny. I know that I'm funny. I know that I'm funny.
You're funny. You're funny.
Don't tell me differently, Johnny.
No. Everybody loves you.
I just go do my thing, and I'm excited to be here because it's a great place to get back on stage, and everybody here, they laugh out loud. They don't hold it in. Compared to other cities, they let it out here.
Now, listen, it's a ruthless show, and I will tell you, I've said this before, if you have a new girlfriend and you're trying to decide how it's going to go and, like, is she cool, like, especially that first 3 months where nobody's really honest about who they are, bring her to this show. If she laughs at the right points, you keep her. If she starts to cry, get horrified, or starts a small Me Too movement inside the place, you just know it's probably not going to end with a mouth hug and a slap and tickle. It's just not going to end well for you.
You got to bring everybody, and bring your friends, bring your girlfriends, bring your recently divorced friend too. There's always one, you know. She's probably crying in the garage right now, debating. Yeah, you know, just one of those.
This is the show that's made for you, your girl, and her angry fat friend. You know it is, Colin.
I want all you ladies to come, but make sure you shave your legs properly. Sometimes you don't get your ankles and your kneecaps because you're not flexible, and it's gross.
If you would like to go back and see a bit of Colin, because I do remember that you did Wedding Ringer with Kevin Hart.
I did.
It's a pretty great movie, man. Thanks. That must have been pretty fantastic.
It was. Yeah, it was. I got it obviously because of my stand-up, so I'm grateful. It was a cool opportunity.
And Kevin's always been a good cat.
Yes, very much so.
First time I met him, and just he came bursting into the studio, that wee little fella, and you're like just in that atomic energy, and you're like, God dang. And he just, they talk about that quality.
He has it.
Yeah, no doubt about it, man. You just go, there it is.
Yep.
And then how long was that residency in Vegas?
It was a good summer-long residency at the Hard Rock. It's the Hard Rock got bought, I think, by Virgin. So I don't know if it's a Hard Rock anymore.
Yeah, but still, how cool is that?
It was fun, man. It was a good time. Vegas.
Did you have a girlfriend at the time?
I think I told her I was.
Yeah. I can't even imagine the horror with a W, the horror of it all.
I can't remember. Everything's a blur lately.
Oh, did you go to that swimming pool?
Which one?
Yeah, you know the ones. It's like you just look at it and you go, it's just filled with semen and chlamydia.
Oh,
and just
my
like,
God. There's a couple of them there, yeah. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. I know.
Yes. Because the AVNs were there. That's the only reason I ever went.
They're always there.
Yeah, so we'd go in and walk around the AVNs, which, by the way, if you've never been to an AVN, the award show I've never been to. The convention is the greatest creepy thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
Mind-blowing.
It is mind-blowingly creepy.
Yes.
Because dudes...
And sexy.
Yeah. Yeah, the girls are great. But if you people watch, it's all these dudes, and they all shuffle, and they all look like they just left the basement.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was looking at this motorized silicone ultra-realistic vagina, and
It was realistic?
Like, yeah, it was like reels, like they call it, like real flesh and whatever.
Would it cry and blame you as well? Sorry.
I was looking, I go, man, why is it all discolored?
And people are just mounting it right there?
Oh, and then you just see the basement dweller come by and just go blurch with his finger, and you're like, oh, that's dirty finger skin. It's just person after person is like, brrr. I'll just take that memory on over to the bathroom now.
They got everything. Technology. They got some amazing stuff nowadays.
Everything. Dildos, vibrators, butt plugs, everything, including flat pack, put together jack shacks that had a flat screen in them.
It's like a to-go? You can put it anywhere?
Yeah. So you're like, yeah, I guess, well, in case you wanted to do, a pop-up jack shack. But it was just like modular little booths to watch dirty movies in. And it was just like, I was fascinated by everything inside that place. And then what's not interesting is when you ruin your childhood, I was like, oh, there's Hypatia Lee. Oh, she looks like the lady from the Calgon commercial now. Like, it's not
They say you shouldn't meet your heroes.
You're right.
You've heard that, right?
Yeah. That's real. Have you ever met a porn star that you've masturbated to multiple times?
I think I met some and then did it after.
I feel like you could see it in my eyes. That was very uncomfortable.
Yeah, they know.
I was like, hello.
Yeah, they know.
I just had to look away. I was just the shame. The Catholic shame washed over me.
I know.
The filthiness of myself.
I know.
It's, he knows. Nick?
I know.
You don't know.
Go back to talking.
All right, so he is going to be here tonight, tomorrow night, and Saturday night. Man, I'm just glad to see him.
Likewise.
You look great in a mask. Will you be wearing it tonight?
I can take my mask off on stage, right? Yeah, that was a joke. Yeah, I couldn't talk through this. I feel like I'm,
I wish.
It's irritating as
I had the scrotum mask.
It would be funny if everybody had one in the audience. Just a sea of scrotums.
All right, listen, man. Don't forget ColinKane.com. Go to ComedyClubKC.com. Mm-hmm. Don't forget the show tonight. And on Instagram, Colin Kane.
Yes.
All right, you guys. We'll be back. See you later.
This is the Johnny Dare Morning Show.
The Johnny Dare Morning Show
on 98.9 The Rock.